This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. We started The Uplift a few months ago. It's the final segment of Insight every day. It was designed as a commitment to finding stories of hope and cheer and connection, stories that would make you laugh or inspire you or make you feel grateful. And today's Uplift is definitely about gratitude. A portrait project by Sacramento photographer Kevin Fiscus is featured in this month's Sacramento Magazine. It was an idea he had as the stay-at-home order was put in place. Kevin's on the phone to talk about it. Hi, Kevin. I'm glad to have you with us today.
Hi, Beth. Thank you so much.
So this photo series in this month's magazine is called Forces for Good. Will you tell me more about your initial idea?
Sure. The initial idea that was pitched was basically a look back. I think none of us anticipated this situation going on for as long as it has. Mm. So in the beginning, I was thinking that this would be a look back, maybe 6 months, 6 months ago. These are the people that were real standouts and real heroes of it. But when I pitched it to the magazine, they said, run with it. They said, go. And so I said, oh, okay, this is this will be my only project right now. I'm a portrait photographer. All the work went away. And so, we were sheltering in place. And then the magazine said, you're up. Go ahead and do it. And so the initial idea was just to get as many people as I possibly could. And what I mean by that is I wanted to show with environmental portraits, I wanted to show the vast response from the community to this pandemic, to this situation we were all in. Everything was uplifted or upended, and we needed to sort of scramble. And people, we saw very early on people rising to the occasion, shifting their business model, shifting their volunteer efforts, everything. It touched everybody. So I didn't really think about it more than just I want to show as many of these people that that I possibly can. And so the idea sort of, unfolded fairly organically. I tried to let people let me know of things that were happening, because I knew there was no way I would be able to track down everything. There's hundreds of people that we missed. I'm certain of that, thousands probably. But the idea was just to get a cross-section of all of the frontline workers, volunteers, business people that have stepped up. And so that was just a response, a visual response. And I wanted to, have this sort of historic group of people that were doing it. They were making things happen for people in their community while everyone else was hunkered down. I was really fortunate. My wife and I are, sort of work from home, and to be thrust into everything that was happening is a bit daunting. It was a little scary at first, but once you get out there, you see the overwhelming positive response from the community. It was inspiring. And so I kept going. I was doing this for about 4 months. Mm-hmm. And just trying to, 4 weeks.
Okay.
I was just grinding, trying to get as many of these folks as I possibly could.
So, Kevin, you actually put a nomination form on your website. There are 52 portraits in the magazine series. People working at everything from handing out masks to school lunches to providing health care to cleaning traffic areas to providing all kinds of different hand sanitizer and operating a farm stand. There's so much in here.
Yeah.
How many portraits did you shoot overall?
Well, as it turns out, there were 53.
Oh.
So sorry to the last one. We ran out of space there. If you see the magazine, magazine's on the shelves, I think, for the next 2 weeks. But if you see the magazine, there are 52 people in about 6 pages. So there's a lot of information there, and that was kind of by design. That was the whole point. We wanted it to look a bit overwhelming of the response, and that was sort of our visual guide for that.
It looks beautiful, and as you say, such a wide variety of people in so many, you said environments, but so many different places and ways that they helped. I think it really gives all of us a beautiful scope of what was and continues to go on. And by the way, if you send us that 53rd picture, we'll post it. We're happy to do that. We'll give it some space.
That one's on my website, too, yeah.
Okay.
I definitely wanted to show everybody. And it was a bummer to see. I was like, missed one, but that's okay.
So what did you come to understand in learning and seeing what you did?
Well, I understood that there were always people with the voluntary sort of the mindset. People were just going to jump at the opportunity. And in some way, I was having, you know, early conversations during the shelter in place. It seemed so bizarre to think that the best thing I could do at the time was to stay in my house. And it was bugging me. As a visual portrait photographer, I always want to capture what is happening in the community, but in the world and in this time. So I think that the impetus for me to get back to work right away, and I needed that because I was going a little stir crazy. It exceeded my expectations in thinking that there was going to be a lot of people to get through, and there's even more. There's an overwhelming amount of things that were happening. I was scouring Facebook and different volunteer pages and putting out the word, and things were coming in at an alarming rate, not an alarming rate, but things were coming in quickly, and I just wanted to move on them as fast as I could. So
Well, Kevin, there's another series happening right now. It's called Reopening. And to see people out there experiencing that sense of being able to finally get back to life and get out of the house, it's kind of remarkable, as opposed to the party pictures and some of those paparazzi-type scenes that we often see. I just really loved the everyday giving spirit in your pictures, and I'm so glad you could join us to talk with us about it. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Thank you so much, Beth.
That is photographer Kevin Fiscus. We're going to post a link to his portrait series, which is in this month's issue of Sacramento Magazine. We'll also post a link to his website, and it's all at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. Cap Radio's extended local coverage at 3:30 today is hosted by Randall White and the team. Hope you'll join us for that. I'm Beth Ruyak with producers Cynthia Lopez and Kyle McKinnon. Our digital team is Chris Hagan, Emily Zentner, Chris Vera Phillips, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Antonio Munez. Aram Sarkissian is our managing editor, and Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. Take care. Thanks for joining us. We're back with another live show tomorrow.